All right, welcome back to To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron and Lisa. And this is a very special episode. It is all about Spider-Man: No Way Home because Lisa and I are a little obsessed with it, and I have been waiting for it. And of course, we talk about these things just for the fun. These are special event ones. And we're excited. We're getting to work on creating season three. So this is kind of a little fun we got to have with this episode. Just of working with some of the new things we're using for making new episodes in the future. So without further ado, this is To Be Fair, the Spider-Man special.
Okay, now it's time to be funny.
You're funny.
I know.
I'm funny. You're funny. We're all funny. Boom, boom.
Just the face that I got graced with.
I was gonna put my dentures in for this.
Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
That's true.
I was gonna use a microphone and a ring light, and alas, here we are. I'm literally in my bedroom right now, table tray, and I'm not even sitting in a chair. I'm on my knees.
I'm literally in a studio setting. If I don't know if you saw my Instagram post while you were delayed, but I set up my camera. I got a ring light that's actually the camera is pointing through, and then there's a ring light over here, and then I got my microphone. Like I don't know what's happening to me, but I'm apparently taking it seriously.
I look like I'm an angel with my beautiful backdrop light or
I love
whatever.
you. I love you in
I
any
love you
lighting.
too.
Just
Oh.
in any lighting. The only reason I like ring lighting in our faces is it makes it that much nicer to be able to put filters in and make it a crisp look.
Yeah, see,
But
right now when I'm looking at myself, I look grainy.
that's just because you're using your webcam on your the factory setting one. That's not really your fault.
Yeah, I'm using the camera that came with my $1,500 computer. You'd think it would
I
be a little more high tech.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But again, I'm using a 4K camera. And this is really nice. I think we should talk about you doing the same, like this style. Maybe not the exact same camera, but it's
Yeah, I
nice
just
that.
need to have a space where I can actually have a studio before I'm going to spend a ton of money on it. So here
So
I am.
true. I know, right?
Look at you
So,
all like peacocking about your studio.
I know, but that's because I'm just so proud. It's like literally
And you
something.
should be.
It's something I've been really proud of because it's been kind of one of those things where
Your ring light literally just fell into frame.
I know because I bumped it with my foot again. Right? I'm trying really like nonchalantly to like move it back. No
There you
one's
go.
noticing.
See, that's the kind, that's where it's at. That is where it
We don't
is
have
at.
a crew budget. That was literally my foot, guys. That was my foot. Just so you know. Oh, and for the listeners that are listening and not watching the YouTube, you get it. Just saying, you
You get
get
it when you get it. If you don't
it.
get it, then you don't get it.
Speaking of which, they can't see it, but what am I holding?
A piece of fuzz off your Spider-Man blanket? I mean, pillow? Or whatever it is?
That's true, but I meant...
I can barely see it. All I can see is the top of it. Oh, there it is! Look at those eyeballs and those...
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Oh, I gotta tell you, out of all the live-action Spider-Man movies that they have been making, I love them all.
Same.
Like every single one of them. For every single one of them, it's a different reason. And I don't care if other people disagree with me. I don't. There are some people who don't like the Tobey Maguire ones. I have a fond appreciation because I was a young lad.
I love the symbiote in the third one.
I'm not kidding. I remember because I watched the 1990s cartoon animated. Yeah. That was really how I really got it into Spider-Man. Before I really got into comics, I saw that cartoon. And that I remember the Venom saga, and I was so excited. It was such a great story. And so when they were adapting it into Spider-Man 3, I was super excited.
Yeah.
And I understood where the disappointment came from, but I was also like, you know, it was at least a little bit accurate.
I really enjoyed the douchey Tobey Maguire because it was so over the top.
So much like the... You know.
Yeah, the whole like.
I'm gonna put some dirt in your eye. Ugh. So, but he played emo kid so well. He did it.
Yeah. With the weird comb over.
Yeah. And the little like eyeliner.
Just a little bit of eyeliner. Yeah.
Just a smudge. Just a
snitch.
But so,
and I thought, what's his name, did Eddie Brock pretty good, the kid from
Topher Grace.
Yeah, thank you. I'm terrible with names.
I love Topher Grace. I think he's really good. I thought, oh my god, it was Bryce Dallas Howard was Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man 3. Now Gwen Stacy is another like version of Spider-Man's girlfriend in other stories, like where Mary Jane is in some stories. Gwen Stacy was generally the high school girlfriend, and later on Mary Jane was more of the college into adulthood. So this was reversed, but then with The Amazing Spider-Man, they chose to go with the Gwen Stacy love story. And so Emma Stone. Oh, and Andrew Garfield, he was a delight. A delight.
He's so sweet.
Yeah. So, and that was really depressing that he did not get to finish his Spider-Man journey into another.
Yeah. Movie.
And then when they decided, you know, it was so exciting. They were bringing Spider-Man into the MCU. And all of a sudden they announced Tom Holland. And I was like, I knew who he was because I follow Broadway musicals. And he was an incarnation of Billy Elliot at one point because he's a great dancer. Mm-hmm. And
he's great at everything.
So great at everything.
I love him.
I mean, remember his performance on Lip Sync Battle?
Like, oh, he does it, my god,
right? Like that still stands out as probably one of the top performances,
the best
show.
I think they all, like, the other one that like sticks out to me, it was when what's her name did the Magic Mike dance.
Oh, was that Jenna Dewan at the time, Jenna Dewan Tatum, that when,
yes, she was his what, yeah,
yeah,
yes,
ex-wife, yes. Now, yeah. I love her. Anyway, let's get back to topic.
Let's get back to Spider-Man.
So it was great that they brought Tom Holland in, and they got to do like a Sony MCU sharing of Spider-Man into the MCU, blah blah blah, and it was great. And we got two movies out of it. We got him for a couple Avengers story, or, well, I think Captain America, Civil War, and then the two Avengers big ones, you know. And he, okay, so now my rule, and I think this is a pretty genuine rule, is that now this episode is going to come out as of 2 weeks since Spider-Man No Way Home came to movie theaters. So therefore, spoilers are now fair game. You know, means mm-hmm. that,
and we can advertise it with spoilers. Like, if you haven't seen it, don't listen.
Yeah, but basically saying is, like, if you watch this on accident, oopsie. Anyway, so big deal is I want to just automatically say I had spoilers the night before I saw the movie, and I'm still bitter about it because I was unfortunately robbed of being able to confirm for myself that I was right all along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That everyone knew that Toby and Andrew were going to be in it. Everyone knew. I mean, Andrew was not good at hiding that.
No.
Like, when he was asked. And I don't know if that was on purpose. Like, I just, like, everything just felt like it felt like it was just. Just enough to keep us wanting, like, and like they delivered with this movie. Mm-hmm. They delivered every single darn thing we could have wished, and they surprised us with that much more.
Oh my God, I was literally like edge of my seat the whole movie.
Like, I saw it three times. The time I saw it with you was the second time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I saw it I had seen it before seeing it with you is because I cannot wait. I have to see a Marvel movie.
Right. That's like against your entire.
It's my religion. This is my, like, a movie theater is my church. And currently the MCU is my current religion practice.
Well, honestly, like, you could have worse church.
Yeah. I know. I mean,
you could have Costco.
That's funny.
Hashtag no organized religion.
Oh, I want to say something really quickly. I had my niece and nephew and my nephew's girlfriend were visiting last week for Christmas time, and I got to spend a lot of quality time with them, probably a lot more than they probably expected, and I probably expected, and it was really nice. But it was funny because they all talked to me about my podcast, and they like listening to it, but they were all like, but you never talk about us. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And I was like, well, I guess I just never really think you guys would want me talking about you on the internet, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to talk about too much of my family, I guess, just to really not, if I don't have to. And so I just want to give a shout out to them right now. Like, I'm so happy if you guys are listening, and if you want, I can tell funny stories about things with you if you guys want me to.
Hey, fam, that I didn't meet because chaos.
So it's the ones that were here are Caden, Kaylee. Those are the niece and nephew, or nephew and niece in that order. And then Mariah is Caden's girlfriend.
And I saw pictures, and they're all adorable, and I can't wait to meet them next time they come up.
Yeah. And the niece that did not get to come up because she has to do a little bit more adulting because she lives out on her own with her boyfriend and she had to work. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So she did not get to come up here, but we love her just as much. She is Alexis. And so, yeah, I'm excited for when she does get to come up here. And then her boyfriend, Michael, I have not got to meet him in person, but he's a really nice guy.
Good.
Yeah. So there we go. Back to this. Oh, and I got to see Spider-Man for the third time.
with them.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. I'm going to need you to pump the brakes 10 speed. Did you break it?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Okay. What? Okay. So...
Are you anxiety free right now?
Me? Never. I freaking live in the land of anxiety. What did...
Think about the question.
What?
Just think about that question and maybe it'll clip.
What question did you ask me again?
Oh, yeah. You're living anxiety free right now.
Oh, yes. I know what you're saying. anyway. Well, ow. Anyway, so.
Spider-Man.
What did you? Okay. Because I was there. I think I was holding your hand at the time. How did you feel when Aunt May died?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Torment. Like, I could just feel what he was feeling. Like, sacrifice one to save another, but like, how do you make that choice? And she was just like so graceful about it and made him think that she was okay. And then I have goosebumps all over my body right now just talking about it. That's how I felt.
I mean, it's a power, and it was a powerful moment in the movie. Because, and it really kind of felt, it moved over when he met up with, Toby's Spider-Man and Andrew's, when they told them about the Uncle Ben stuff and the with great power comes great responsibility. And in Tom's world, Spider-Man, it was Aunt May that did that in his, case. And so it was really cool that the end got to finish with, basically a reset of Spider-Man for us.
Yes, it was very, very came full circle. Full circle. Tragic full circle, but full circle nonetheless. Can I say full circle? Did I mention full circle? Because dear Jesus. Dear Jesus.
But it was nice to also get that connection. Like, this was just a love letter to the Spider-Man fans and to Stan Lee and like every single thing. Like, Kevin Feige knows what he's doing to take care of Marvel. Some people would disagree because they're like, oh, the Hema Corporation, blah, blah, blah. I disagree because I love being able to see these Spider-Man movies, every single one of these Marvel movies, even if they're not the greatest. Like Eternals, my least favorite.
I still need to watch that.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Disney Plus, I think January 12th, I want to say. Okay. I'll have a little scroll on the video that'll be like, yes, I was correct. So this episode actually is the first one of our episodes that's going to be officially available exclusively for our Patreon people, I think, first. So like they'll get an exclusive before it's released on YouTube and audio. Yeah. That's kind of where we're going. Don't forget, we are on Patreon. It is only $5 a month.
Yes.
And you get exclusive content. We are doing, well, even though the season is currently over and we are in the midst of revamping everything, seriously, we've got a whole bunch of new stuff to tell you soon.
Stay tuned because it's gonna be amazing.
I'm not even kidding. There's so many new irons in the fire, and they're just kind of coming out of nowhere, aren't they, Lisa?
Yes, the chips are falling in the right direction.
The
two in the hand has. bird in its bush. I don't know. That makes no sense. I don't know what that means, but it just.
Oh, but it's still my anxiety. Aaron, it's still like.
Aaron is learning, and I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I don't know why you made that weird face at me. You're like.
Oh, it wasn't really at you. It was just at the camera.
You gave like that weird face that cats give when they smell something weird. And they're like. Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, anyway.
Also, Spider-Man, if you go see it, stay after the credits.
Yes.
Then stay after the credits.
Yes. You have to stay for the ending credits because it's very important that if you've been following all the Marvel content, even from Disney Plus, especially WandaVision, Loki, What If, now Spider-Man, No Way Home, because all of those are going to link into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which is our next Marvel movie that will be released in May.
I was so excited to see Benedict Cucumber Patch.
Benedict, what? But what? You were excited to see him about what?
I just like to see him. I love Doctor Strange. I love his face. I love his character.
Oh my gosh, I've been a big fan of his since Sherlock. So I mean, it was like serendipitous that he was like the perfect Doctor Strange. Like,
and I love how his relationship with, like, Doctor Strange's relationship with Spider-Man is so much like their relationship in real life.
Oh yeah, like
they're super close. Like, he's, you know, Tom Holland is the kid brother or whatever kid.
Yeah. And of course it's going to be really cool to see what's happened with Wanda. Now, you haven't seen all of WandaVision, right?
No.
I think that might be something we might have to do this weekend, which I'm down for the challenge because it's not really as long as you might think. If you really piece all them together, it's really like a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you were to put them all together, all 9 episodes.
Like if we binged it?
Yeah. It's really not that bad because the first few episodes are like half hour sitcoms.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, anyway, to the listeners that and viewers who are Marvel fans and have caught up with it, so excited.
I am so sorry, viewers. I am not set up tonight for our video, and I can't feel my legs.
We're getting it better. This
is totally my fault this time. I'm just, yeah.
We're not doing anything wrong.
No, I know. Yep. I can't wait to use my new backdrop.
Oh my God. You got the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to get green screen stuff so we can do some really interesting things.
I know. We'll get there. Don't put your horse too far in front of your cart or carton, wherever.
So yeah, also a little sneak peek is that I am not only going to be working hard on the podcast with Lisa still, I'm going to be doing some vlogging on my own YouTube channel separately from this, which is excitingly called Aaron's World.
Oh my God, I love it.
I know it could be so good. Oh my God. I'm literally creating a teaser trailer for it right, like, I like in the midst of.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you so much for coming. I mean, we talked Spider-Man. We shared about Spider-Man. We were excited. I will see that movie over and over again. When it comes to 4K Blu-ray, I will purchase it. Even though I watch everything digitally, but for some reason, every Marvel movie, I must have a hard copy of.
That's because it's a thing for you. It's like you said, it's like your religion. And it's just, you could collect worse things, you know, like.
Yeah, that's what I do. And so I just buy the hard copy and I just get the digital code with it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes sense. But yeah, anywho. Thank you so much for tuning in to a special edition episode of To Be Fair, a Spider-Man No Way Home. And
thank you for accepting my chaotic life as chaos. Kind of my brand.
And we're off to the races again.
And we out, bruh. Oh, I hit the wrong button.